later in the tape, you can see him be physical and knock people back. And so I'm really excited about him. You know, he's our nose. You want the best of both. You want a guy that demands a two-gap, but you want a guy also when he is singled and you slant him, that he can win. And that's Patterson.
Serge is a guy who ran a 4.29 40. What does that kind of athleticism do for a defense? I mean, even in practice when he's competing.
It gives you flexibility. And so whether it's man-to-man on a slot, whether it is blitzing off the edge, whether it's buzzing the flat, playing a zone, whether it's rotating high and being a deep safety, whether it's rotating high and playing the post in the middle of the field defense, it gives you that flexibility. So there's nothing that, you know, he's physical as well, so there's nothing that says you can't do that. And so and in an ideal world, you like to have your 11 best guys out there and then be able to mix and match from that point, as opposed to, you know, this 11 could do this, this 11 can do that, this 11 can do that. And so when you have a guy that's fast and physical and tough and everything, that's someone that you look for. I'm excited about.
Dakota's a guy that seems like could play a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage, like in a nickel role. How do you guys envision him?
It's a nickel. Yeah, I think he is at his best near the box. I think he's real physical. I think he's only going to get bigger. You know, I think he's playing fast for what we're asking him to do. But I also like his instincts. I think he has good ball skills. You know, when you're down at Dakota's high school, he is the mayor of that place, man. He knows everybody. Bring me back to when I was in high school, you know what I mean? And so you're walking through that thing, and it's just, I mean, the dudes on the skater guys all know him, you know what I mean? The monster truck guys know him. I mean, Dakota's the guy. And so that type of juice and personality, I can't wait to get that over here.
Not a huge surprise that you guys graduated a lot of seniors. Mm-hmm. Ideally, is this the class where you're looking to replace those guys, or is it maybe the class before, kind of filling in with a lot of the backups from last year? Kind of where do you want to fill those spots from, I guess, is the question.
Well, in the front seven, we've got some guys that we repped last year that are going to be seeing time this year, more exclusively. I think, you know, anytime that you're repping people, the idea is that when the time comes, you don't want it to be a deer in the headlights type scenario. And so I think we've accomplished that in terms of, you know, the games that we were able to get up on people repping someone throughout the week, making sure we rep 1s, 2s, and 3s. Those are little things that Coach Anderson really pushes, and there's a big benefit to, because now when it's your time and you're the guy, you've been there, you've done that, you've repped that play, you know what the adjustment is. You know, it's not just anything that's on the board or in the book. You've done it. And so that's huge. That's a big part of it. But then in the back end, the guys that we're bringing in are going to have great opportunity to play. Now, we've got some returners in those spots, but there'll be competition like there is in all spots. And so it'll be a mix.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Coach.